This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. A bill that would have allowed coal mines to violate water quality standards if excess pollution was only for a limited amount of time won't become law in Montana. House Bill 576, sponsored by Representative Rhonda Knudsen, the Republican from Culbertson, would have allowed the Department of Environmental Quality to issue permits without having complete information about how a mine might affect ground or surface water. It would also allow mining companies to violate water quality standards if the pollution was, quote, not long-term or permanent, although terms were not defined. The U.S. Office of Surface Mining rejected the law. According to the Montana Environmental Information Center, the center is one of the plaintiffs in the federal lawsuit filed in June, filed by the Sierra Club, Wild Earth Guardians, and Citizens for Clean Energy. The federal agency determined the standards set by the bill would be weaker than the minimum federal requirements. The plaintiff said the law was written to diminish the public's ability to protect water and enforce the Montana Strip and Underground Mine Reclamation Act. Lawmakers had argued the legislation would have sped up permitting and been helpful to coal mines. Plaintiffs said the law was drafted and pushed through the legislature by coal companies. Governor Greg Gianforte signed both laws, and both were written to take immediate effect. But the conservation groups say they reached an agreement with DEQ that the laws would not take effect until the Office of Surface Mining reviewed them for compliance. Max Baucus, former ambassador to China and United States Senator from Montana, says the Chinese question is often framed incorrectly. That's what he told the Billings Rotary Club on Monday, speaking about politics and the international stage. He said that both are dominant world powers, the United States as leader of the developed superpowers and China as leader of the developing countries. He said more emphasis should be placed on figuring out how to cooperate since both are likely to be leaders in the foreseeable future. He said much of America's troubles when it comes to China is a lack of understanding about China. He said as America tries to export democracy as a form of government, that approach simply won't work with China, which itself is trying to export its brand of communism. Instead, both must realize that their economic fortunes are tied together and use that shared interest to create policies that help strengthen them both. Quote, when I was there, we felt that because of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, that if we kept engaging with them on that, that pretty soon they'd be more like us and understand who we were, Baucus said. He added, that was an invalid assumption. They, at least, do not want to be us, and we do not want to be more like them. President Xi wants to be the leader to put China as a co-equal to the United States. Baucus said that some of America's struggles to comprehend China come from not understanding its history, dating back several thousands of years. The last 2 to 3 centuries have been called by Chinese historians and leaders of centuries of humiliation, which China saw its dominance shrink and world powers like Great Britain eclipsing. Baucus says, quote, now they see it as coming back. China is coming back, and in some respects, with a vengeance. They can scale almost anything twice as fast, he continued. They know how to do things fast. There's not a lot of red tape or Congress or Senate members asking, well, what are you going to do for my state? Baucus said America's current stance on Taiwan is both conflicted and ambiguous. That's by design. While the official position is that reunification between mainland China and Taiwan is necessary, he said that America has supported that only if Taiwan could keep its democratic-oriented self-government. quote, "We want reunification, but not by force," Baucus said. Several questions from the audience focused on fentanyl. Quote, "They talk a good game about being tough, but as you all know, there's a difference between words and deeds." Finally, Baucus said that as America becomes more isolationist, wanting to be self-sufficient in all areas, he says, there's a danger that as the United States retreats, China will take its place. Quote, "We have to be present. We have to be there in the region. And we have to be there for our business interests." A coalition of Montana superintendents and education-centered organizations has sued Montana's Superintendent of Public Instruction and the Office of Public Instruction for usurping power in attempting to place additional steps for starting charter schools. The lawsuit says Superintendent Elsie Arntzen violated a law passed in 2023 where the legislature granted the Board of Public Education the exclusive power to approve charter schools. And the suit says delays from actions by the Office of Public Instruction may impact school budgets with looming deadlines. Arntzen says she's being attacked by a politically motivated group. The Montana Quality Education Coalition brought the lawsuit, with members including the Montana Federation of Public Employees, Montana School Boards Association, School Administrators of Montana, among other educational organizations, and more than 100 school districts in the state of Montana. Plaintiffs are requesting the court stop Arntzen from imposing the additional requirements for charter schools and order the department to complete the administrative tasks necessary for charter schools to open by July, like assigning school codes and distributing funding. Earlier in the year, the board unanimously approved 19 charter schools, of which 18 are set to be operational by July 1st. During Monday's board meeting, Arntzen said she viewed charter schools as public schools, and therefore they should follow the same process for implementation, which would mean the school would also be required to get approval from county commissioners. Would add months of time to the process. Since the 2023-2024 respiratory season began October 1st of last year, 77 Montanans have died due to COVID-19, and more than 700 hospitalizations have occurred. COVID-19 has a disproportionately negative impact on older adults and members of the community with disabilities, according to a new report. Despite previous vaccination efforts, seniors remain at heightened risk of severe outcomes from COVID-19, including hospitalizations and fatalities. That's according to an article recently published in Nedrova, a website with a mission to deliver accurate and up-to-date medical news. Quote, "This vulnerability is amplified by the fact that immunity, whether from past infections or vaccinations, tends to diminish more rapidly in seniors." And this from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, quote, "People with certain disabilities have a higher risk of getting COVID virus-related complications. For example, during the first two COVID-19 pandemic waves, people with intellectual disabilities were equally likely as other people to become infected, but had 3.5 times the risk of death." The redo of two elections in Kalispell for city council seats is scheduled for May 7th. A Flathead County District Court judge last week ordered two Kalispell City Council elections be redone, after a clerical error resulted in more than 1,400 voters receiving ballots with the incorrect candidates listed. Earlier this month, incumbent candidates Kerry Gabriel and Sam Nunnally, who had won by close margins in the election that is now going to be redone, were appointed to serve on the council as interim council members until the do-over election is completed. Ward 1 candidate Gabriel and Wes Walker were 80 votes apart. Ward 2 candidate Gabriel Dillon and Nunnally were separated by 109 votes. Ballots will be mailed to absentee voters on April 22nd, and poll voters can vote in person on May 7th at the Flathead County Fairgrounds Expo Building. In December, Flathead County Election Administrator Debbie Pearson asked the court to nullify the November 7th election, saying in a court filing, her office discovered days before the election the new ward boundaries approved by the City of Kalispell in 2021 weren't entered into the election system. The error meant 1,413 ballots, representing 8% of Kalispell voters, received incorrect ballots. If you need to hear this report again, please check our Treasure State Radio or KGRTDB webpages. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in now 53 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, 3 Native American nations, and 33 countries on 6 continents. We also post expanded versions of our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH, 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne Nation, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.